acknowledgements. What a ride. When I sat down to write this book on a whim, I had no idea where the whole project would end up going. I envisioned something special for the four books from the 2022 Secret Projects Kickstarter campaign, but my team has gone above and beyond. This turned out to be an absolutely gorgeous volume. I know that many of you will be listening to the audiobook, which certainly has its own special artistry, but if you get a chance, be sure to leaf through the print version, because wow. It's fitting, therefore, to start off our thank yous with Howard Lyon. I envisioned these books as kind of an artist showcase, where we picked an artist and let them go a little wild on what they wanted to do in creating the book. Howard did so much in this book. The cover, the end papers, the interior illustrations, but really the entire design owes a lot to him. Thank you, Howard, for being willing to take on this huge project. You did an amazing job. Isaac Stewart is our art director at Dragonsteel and was essential in making this all come together. Rachel Lynn Buchanan was our art assistant. Bill Wern at American Print and Bindery really came through for us on getting this thing printed, considering shortages. Many thanks, Bill. And I'd also like to thank all the people in the supply chain, from the paper mills to the cover and foil material suppliers, the press, the bindery, and the delivery drivers. At Dragonsteel, our COO is Emily Sanderson, who is beautiful. Our editorial department is Peter Alstrom, Karen Alstrom, Christy S. Gilbert, and Betsy Alstrom. Christy Kugler was our copy editor. Our operations department is Matt. Are you going to do this in every book, Brandon? Hatch. Emma Tan Stoker, Jane Horn, Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, McKenna Salone, and Hazel Cummings. Our publicity and marketing department is Adam Horn, Jeremy Palmer, and Taylor Hatch. These folks don't get enough credit for all the wonderful things they do in making my projects happen. In particular, with this Kickstarter campaign, I needed their enthusiasm and their wonderful ideas. For example, the original idea for a subscription box was Adam's several years ago. This was a lot of work to get all of this put together and executed. So if you have a chance, thank my team in person. And of course, we need to give an extra special thanks to my fulfillment department. Kara Stewart's team worked long hours to get these books to you all. They deserve a round of applause and include Christy Jacobson, Lex Wilhite, Kellen Newman, Mem Grange, Michael Bateman, Joy Allen, Katie Ives, Richard Rubert, Sean Van Buskirk, Isabel Christman, Tori Meacham, Ali Reap, Jacob Christman, Alex Lyon, and Owen Knowlton. I'd like to thank Margot Atwell, Oriana Leckert, and the rest of the team at Kickstarter. In addition, I'd like to thank Anna Gallagher, Palmer Johnson, Antonio Rosales, and the rest of the BackerKit team. We had a special sensitivity reader help us with this book, Jenna Beacom, and she was incredible. If you ever need someone to give you help on a book in regards to deaf representation and how to write a deaf character, go straight to Jenna. She'll help you get it right. Our alpha readers for this project were Adam Horn, Rachel Lynn Buchanan, Kellen Newman, Lex Wilhite, Christy Jacobson, Jennifer Neal, and Joy Allen. Our beta readers were Michelle Walker, Matt Weens, Ted Herman, Robert West, Evgeny Argent Kirillov, Jesse Lake, Kalyani Polduri, Bao Pham, Linnea Lindstrom, Jory Phillips, Darcy Cole, Craig Hinks, Sean Van Buskirk, Frankie Jerome, Julia Costantini, Eliel Brelovitz Levin, Trey Cooper, and Lauren McCaffrey. Gamma proofreaders also included Joy Allen, Jaden King, Chris McGrath, Jennifer Neal, Joshua Harkey, Eric Lake, Ross Newberry, Bob Klutz, Brian T. Hill, Shannon Nelson, Suzanne Musin, Glenn Voglar, Ian McNatt, Gary Singer, Erica Kuta Marler, Drew McCaffrey, David Behrens, Rosemary Williams, Tim Challoner, Jessica Ashcraft, Anthony Acker, Alexis Horizon, Liliana Klein, Christopher Cottingham, Aaron Biggs, and William Juan. Last but not least, I need to give a special thanks to all of you who backed the Kickstarter project. I wasn't gunning for the number one spot, let alone double that. I just wanted to do something different, something interesting, and something cool. Your support continues to mean so much to me. Thank you. Brandon Sanderson.